Now, Brian, you debuted last week and the reviews were rave, put them that way.
Rave.
Rave reviews.
That was good. They got a good setup down there.
Yes.
You think you're going into some sort of fire exit. It's all rubbish everywhere. I thought it was a homeless person living in there. And boom, you go into their studios. Great setup.
Beautiful setup. And we're talking, of course, about the Hello Sport team, Tom and Eddie, who this time are on the line in unison. G'day, boys.
G'day, fellas. How you doing?
Gentlemen.
What a debut, gents. On fire. How's the feedback been?
Oh, look, I mean, it's safe to say that it's record-breaking. Mm. You know, we're just watching the numbers go up and up and up, and, you know, it was a real special one for us.
Imagine we had to put that bit that we decided to cut out. That would have brought the crowds back.
Luckily, we had your best interest at heart.
Flex. I know, I thank you for that.
Let
I don't
just
know.
Clear this one before we get this up on the internet.
Well, as soon as you started questioning me, I thought, hang on. Well, if they're questioning it, what should I do here? And I had a look, and yes, thank you for that, boys.
Yeah, but that's a gift for the boys, Bron, because they've clearly made you feel so comfortable.
Yes,
and you've just given your all, spilt your all.
Did we show Did we show the snooker trick?
No, that will be released later on. Okay. That's like a bonus segment called Pool Boys, where we take on our guests in pool, or if they're time poor, they show us how to shark people for money like you did, Flex. we haven't used yet. It was impressive.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
Boys, tonight, you just keep getting bigger and bigger. Who have you got tonight?
We've got the great and the powerful Adam Gilchrist. So we jumped on a call with him the other day. He is obviously the greatest wicketkeeper of all time. Redefined the game. He was sensational, absolutely sensational. Talked all things cricket. Obviously, Adam loves his tequila, so that was a nice way for us to bond. I feel like he came away from the interview with a lot more respect for us, which was nice.
our ultimate goal is just to have anyone respect us just slightly more than they do coming in, and we feel like maybe just showing him that we also drink alcohol, maybe that makes him like us a little bit.
Demonstrating that we have mature palates.
Yeah, oh, yes. Lavish palates, if you don't mind. Now, boys, I'd love to see an Adam Gilchrist on the rugby league field, which we've never seen. So you know how Gilly would get out and he wouldn't challenge it and off he'd go and he just accepted.
He's a walker.
So Nathan Cleary, for example,
yep.
with the spear tackle last week.
Walked.
He didn't need to see the ref.
No.
He could have just walked straight off.
Yeah, he knew.
We need to see a Gilly one day on the rugby league field, don't we?
Yeah, do you reckon we'll see one?
Just send yourself off.
Yeah, just walk off. Yeah. You know you're going to get sent off. Don't even bother with the ref. Just keep walking. Just walk straight off.
Yeah, I think a few of those Tigers players
Paddy
were doing
Carrigan
that.
Could have taken a leaf out of Gilly's book, I think.
Yeah,
Paddy could have done that. As you know, he could have walked off with Hastings because he got stretched. He could have helped him off and just gone.
Yeah. Are you walking? Would you be a walker, boys? Like, are you if you're playing?
Oh, no.
If you're playing cricket, nah, no way.
No. I play social T20. I mean, it's social, but it is very serious. Social T20 cricket on Sundays. And walking is the last thing you do.
I can guarantee you right now, Fletch, if I've got the whites on for the nation, the last thing I'm doing is walking.
Yeah.
No way am I getting out. I'm just saying that.
So that's walking off, Brian. You know, we need to walk on into those same studios.
Gotcha.
There's a campaign.
Gotcha. Oh, yes.
We need to find...
The Greek God.
The Greek God.
What is it, boys? What is it about Braith? Why do you want to interview that
beautiful-looking man? We didn't want to have to take it to the level of, you know, calling him out on Instagram the way we did, but unfortunately sometimes you got to bring out the big guns. I mean, Braith sort of, you know, he was a great footballer, and then he went into Fox, and then he was good in commentary, and then all of a sudden he's now repping like the biggest player in the game. He's on RL 360. His tans come back in winter. Like, he's just looking really good generally.
We've always, you know, there's a bit of a saying at Hello Sport, when in doubt, go hot. And Braith Anassa's legitimately one of the great rugby league sex symbols. So he's been a target of ours for some time.
But he's playing hard to get with us, which is, you know, like, it's all part of the courting process, I guess. But, you know, when we start putting up shirtless photos of him and then he starts saying, all right, I'm coming on, then we're like, all right, well, when are you available? Then he just ghosts us completely.
Oh, no.
Now we want him more than we've ever wanted him before. He's playing it perfectly, to be honest.
Oh, he's playing us like a fiddle, you know.
other than...
Better man, keep him keen.
Other than Braith, who else is on your list?
Well, I mean, another rugby league sex symbol in George Rose.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of become the Dana White of Australian boxing, really. You know, obviously he was one of the all-time great Manly Seagulls, which is something that we hold dear to our heart. But being able to do what he's done in the boxing makes him also, you know, he's got another a string to his bow, as it were.
I like it. I like it. Now, boys, your beloved Seagulls, your season's on the line. If it wasn't on the line last week, it most certainly is. You meet a Parramatta team without Mitchell Moses. I reckon that Desi's handled this beautifully, boys, my gut feeling. I think they come out with a pronounced, emphatic victory. Have you got the same feeling? Because fans know. What are you feeling?
Joel, can I tell you? I'll give you the inside scoop, mate. Mm. Manly 13+ is the bet of the year.
Yep.
Manly go out and hump the Eels into the earth on Friday night. I've never been more sure of something in my entire life.
No, we've never had the term hump ever on this program. We've had a lot of words, haven't we, Brian? But hump makes us stay there.
Hump is good. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hump gets the run in the studio quite frequently.
Yeah,
hump
I'm with Eddie.
Gets the run on hump, though.
I'm with Eddie. I think it's 13 plus train all aboard.
What do we get there? What's the price for 13 plus?
We'll catch up with the coal miner.
What was it? We're pretty short. Everyone's got the same feeling.
Boys, is there any plans to change the studio? Look, I love it as it is, but have you got any grand plans to update your studio?
I mean, have you got any advice for us? I feel like you've come away a little disappointed, or is there something else in there? Is the time crisis not good enough for you?
No, everything
was pool table that's throwing you off.
Pool table? No, it's
mate. It's a passive swipe.
No, it's not.
It is.
I'm saying because they're
is it
getting
the bar
bigger
in the corner. What is it?
Yeah,
they're getting bigger. Yes. They're getting more popular.
Yes.
Sponsors are jumping in.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans, or are you still Jenny from the block?
Well, I mean, I think we'll always be Jenny from the block, but I mean, if there's some sort of like fireman's calendar photo of you or Joel, both of you even.
Maybe some tasteful nudes.
Tasteful nudes, we can get them up on the wall, get them blown up.
Yeah, that's like Warwick Kappa's man cave. Get a Warwick Kappa. We interviewed Warwick Kappa. My goodness. He has got nudes of himself in the garage. It is.
it is.
If you can get him on, boys, I tell you what, that is a podcast.
Warwick would be a good
one. No, Moreton Bay Bucks.
Hey, mate, if you've got a line to Warwick, I feel like you might. We'd love to get him on.
Yeah, Warwick would love a line. he is very, very good.
Yeah.
Just reach out on Instagram like you did with the Greek god.
Well, that's true. We could get Warwick on now. I feel like Warwick would be less flirty and just more jump in the sack sort of an operator.
We'll
be able to get him.
No courting.
You know who the boys need, I reckon? I'll tell you who'd be right up their wheelhouse. Sam Newman.
Well,
I reckon he'd be a great target.
That's a big one.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a yarn spinner.
Yeah. I would love Sam.
And he's at that age where there's no proverbials given. He could not give a rat's. He's just on the attack all the time.
That's our cup of tea.
Yep.
That's what we'd like. That's not a bad shout, Joel.
Yep. Hit us on the text line who the boys should have on, and we might pass it on to you boys. But there you go tonight, boys. 8 o'clock. We're all fired up. Hello, sport. And again on Sunday from noon, boys. So congratulations. It's been a fantastic start, boys. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, lads. Go Manly.
They're on fire, the boys.
Manly 13 plus.
Yeah, totally agree.
Humping.
Hump a clock. Tom and Eddie from Hello Sport. There you go. The boys on fire. 8 o'clock tonight. All talk with Hello Sport. Adam Gilchrist, just repeating, he will join the boys tonight. So looking forward to that.